We're live!
We are indeed live. Welcome. Welcome. Not welking. Everybody to In the Tank. How are you doing, my beautiful co-host?
I'm excellent, mate. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Very, very good. Good. We've been busy little bees.
We have.
We've been busy little bees in the sweltering hot heat. God damn, man. Like, it's been so hot. It's like a nuclear...
Oh, it's been awful.
Summer.
Yeah.
It's been hard, hasn't it? It's been rough.
We've got,
have you
like
tried
10
to hobby
days.
In this weather? Because it's just
I've been
worst.
Hobbying non-stop in this weather. It's been awful. I've been sweating. It's been terrible.
How your contrast paints been working in this heat? Because, like,
yeah, they have,
my washes
fine.
Have been
got to shake
going
them up
a bit
weird.
More
often. You got to shake them up a bit more often. That's fine. Like, I find them all right. Yeah, but, yeah, it's not ideal. I know what you're saying. Yeah, no, we've been
less
busy. We've got like 10 days until we're battling, or roughly 10 or 12 days until we're battling.
Yeah,
and then we both need to get our lists painted up to a decent standard before then.
I'll be there.
Yeah. I might be borrowing a couple of Sam's models, his Night Lord models, but I'll be, you know, filling the rest in myself, which will be good. So.
Well, this kind of brings us into our first topic then, Ed. So what have you been
funny
working on?
You should ask. I am working on Alpha Legion. So we were talking on stream the other week. We basically had like a little poll go up in the Battle Barn stream asking what people would like to see as my next sort of project, because I've got a few to work on, as always. And it was basically between like Final Day GSC, which is the Tyranids sort of detachment for them. It was between them, AdMech, and CSM. And CSM was the most popular, just pipped it at the post. So I've doubled down, and I've basically given up on the Word Bearers, which is what I was originally doing, because I've given a load of them to Russ, and like, you know, he's doing Word Bearers. It doesn't make sense for us both to be doing the same one, because if we ever end up playing a mirror match, it's just going to be a complete clusterfuck of knowing whose army's what and, you know, what's going on.
So
I was like, I'm going to go back to my roots, paint my Alpha Legion, which I always wanted to do and I absolutely love anyway. So I thought, it's very me. It's an awesome scheme. It matches my Imperial Knights / Chaos Knights that I've done, because they're like agnostic. So that would be amazing. So I can use them as allies if I need to.
That will absolutely display well. Oh, it looks so
wicked.
Cool.
So that's what I've been working on. I've already done 5 Chosen. I just need to base them. And then I'm working on another 5 Chosen and Abaddon and Cypher at the minute. Once they're done, I'm going to base all of those up. And then I'm moving on to doing like 6 Bikes. So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what I love your scheme, by the way. Your scheme's lovely.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah,
like, I might add, because you've gone for like, very quickly, cool. You've gone for like a metallic sort of turquoise vibe.
Yeah,
for that one.
Yeah, it's I think it's I can't remember what it is. Crocsicle scales
turquoise?
Or something. No,
oh,
I think it's
a little bit lighter color.
Yeah, I was doing some tests originally when I did the knights, and I didn't want it to come out as like too dark and too blue. So because then it starts to like drift into Night Lords / you know, almost Ultramarines territory. Mm. So I wanted to keep that little sea greeny, bluey kind of element to it, and Crocsicle was just bang on for that. It wasn't too light. And I'm not doing them regular Alpha Legion either, but I'm doing my own twist on them, because I don't think green pops that well against the blue, generally speaking. So what I've done is I've got like this really cool blue and then like a sort of almost neon pink glow effect on all the eyes, weapons, plasma. And then I'm doing a Planet of Sorcerers style base, which is like a bluey, purpley pink base with like these pink and blue alien tufts, and it just looks so cool when it all comes together.
Nice. That's some color wheel theory. That's
proper color wheel. We've talked about
poppy.
This before on the pod, so that's, you know,
yeah, man.
Taking my own advice there. It pops nice.
Nice.
What have you
love
been
it.
Working on?
No, very quickly. So I'm glad that you're doing that scheme, because it suits you. And if you're going to do CSM, you might as well do the Sneaky Boys.
Exactly.
So it works.
I've got a Lord Discordant I'm going to be doing as well. And that boy, absolutely fucks.
What?
He's so
cool. Oh, he's good now as well. Now he's quite good.
He is
good,
he's
the update. He's actually quite strong. What's going to be the color of his cloak for you for that? Do you know?
So all of my cloaks are basically, the leather is like a browny kind of leather, and all the fur is black. So I'm doing like brown, dark brown. I think it's Garriott Sewer kind of brown. for like all of the leathery bits. I just didn't want it to sort of detract from the model. There's already a couple of punchy colours on there, so I didn't want to start bringing more colours, bright colours in, like purples and or greens or whatever. So I was like, I'm just going to kind of mute down a lot of those details, and then just keep the metallics nice and shiny, and then all the nice bright colours, because they're quite shiny guys. Like, I'm doing sort of a Stormhost silver dry brush over the whole model to make all of the trim pop. It looks nice. You'll see when I'll put some pictures in the Discord.
Lovely. Yeah.
Exciting stuff. I'm really enjoying painting them. I'm having a lot of fun, actually. Funnily enough, I'm having come from painting GSC and Necrons. Like, Necrons are dull, GSC are too fiddly. Yeah. I think I've hit the perfect middle ground.
They're really fun. Like, Chaos is really fun to paint in general.
Oh,
like,
they're great.
It's just cool. There's so much cool stuff.
I love the models, and doing reverse trim is kind of weirdly satisfying, because obviously you sort of like, you say spray them silver, I put a wash of Basilicanum grey all over, and then I Stormhost silver dry brush. So all of that's quite like mindless, all of those steps.
And then I just
ink in the armor panels, which is fiddly because some of them are kind of in weird spaces between, like, in their groin and armpits and stuff, so it's not the easiest to do sometimes, but it's a lot easier than painting the fucking trim, so that's great.
Nice.
Talking
nice,
about
nice.
Trim,
so yes, sorry, trim, get that trim sorted. So yes, I am trying to fight my bestial urges.
I've been trying to keep you on the straight and narrow so hard the last couple of weeks.
It's been so hard.
Because you're so shit, because every time you're like, I'm like, Russ, how are those Death Guard coming along? And you're just sending me pictures of models that I've already seen painted from like months ago in your cabinet. And you're like, they're coming on great. I'm like, fuck off. I know you're painting Beastmen. And then you put pictures of all your, like, I've just built my whole Beastmen collection because they arrived. I'm like, Russ, you've got 2 weeks. You need to get on. And you're like, I've got plenty of time because everyone's away. I'll have a whole week. Bullshit. Get on with them.
Well, I've actually made the... That's spanking.
I'm on to you.
Look, all of my beastmen all arrived at once, right? So I've had like waves of beastmen arrive. And honestly, my love of the square bases is becoming absolute, right?
I've had to dad the shit out of you with this.
Been
a nightmare.
I have been persevering. The last like week or so, I've been persevering. So like, I made loads of inroads in the last week. I've got to the point where all my trim on everything is done. My dredge models are done.
Yeah,
so
nice.
They just need basing. Yep. So that actually is a lot. That's 10 blackboards and 6 death shroud. That's loads, right? Then I'm currently doing my other 6 Death Shrouds, which is nuts.
Tight.
And a Lord of Virulence with them. And then I've just got to finish off some Poxwalkers, and I'm nearly there with a Bloke Drone as well. So I'm actually...
Amazing.
It's weird. I'm bringing everything together and it's all going to just happen all at once. And I'm doing all the stages simultaneously. So I'm going to do all the basing at the same time.
It's one of those weird ways I always find, like, if you do a whole army or half an army like that, it's quite backbreaking, because every stage feels like it takes forever, and don't feel like you're making much progress, but then all of a sudden at the end
clicks.
It's just done. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
It's a good way of doing batching.
It'd be at a really nice standard, because like, I will do all my highlights and stuff afterwards, but it'll look good for like where I'll be at for it, if that makes sense. But like, it's going to be my crazy Terminator list against you for the CSM. So it
I
will
can't
be
wait
like
for that.
Brains versus Brawn with that match. Like, you're running Renegade Raiders, right?
I am running Renegade Raiders, yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to be fun. That's going to be nuts.
It's going to be brutal.
Because, like, everything will happen all at once, because I've got like a lot of Terminators in my list for that. I've got like 25 Death Guard Terminators for that.
Fucking hell. That's going to be a slog. That's going to be a real
it's
slog.
Going to be 10 Blight Lords and like 2 units of 6 Death Shrouds.
Have they gone up to 4
wounds,
Death Shrouds?
I hope so. That would be amazing.
I feel like
they have.
Yeah, I feel
like
they have.
I don't know if they have. I'll
double
tell you
check
what.
Your
standby
app,
caller.
Standby caller.
But either way,
sure that they went up.
But either way, that's going to be a completely different dynamic in that game, right?
Yeah.
So that's
going
to be well
fun. It's very
fun.
Interesting. I've got quite a spicy little list for the Renegade Raiders. You know, it's going to be...
Good detachment.
Yeah,
four
12.
Wounds. Oh!
I told you.
Four.
I've got...
wow.
I've got like
okay.
12 noise marines in my list,
Jesus.
Russ.
That's amazing. That's going to do 12 noise work. Marines.
A Lord Discord.
God damn. God damn. That's going to be a nuts.
Wait.
Dude, that's going to be a bloodbath, mate.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful. Really beautiful.
Ooh. So you've got 12. So I take it you're doing them in one rhino. You're going to pack them in a rhino and just like
I'm going to sort of juggle around with a rhino because I've got like some a Chaos Lord with the five chosen as well.
Sure.
So I think what's probably going to happen is five Noise Marines will be hanging out of the rhino, and then the other guys they'll all be in. I'm going to be doing some juggling depending on how it works.
Sure.
What you can get is like full rerolls to hit and wound if you come out of a rhino. So the Chaos Lord and the Chosen want to just come out, advance and charge and blow something up.
I do, with full rerolls to hit and wound. Oh, yeah, nice. Mm.
It's going to be read.
This is it. You got to make sure you kill me. Well, not at all.
I have.
Because
there's no point half-arsing it.
If I touch you,
I'll die.
You're fucking dead.
But there's some really cheeky shit you can do with this detachment.
Well,
I've
also got some cheeky shit that I can do as well.
I know you have. Don't you just continuously do mortals to me or some bullshit?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
And I've also got some
it's going to
really
be so much fun. You might actually win a game on the barn.
Speaking of that, that does lead us to our really juicy first topic.
It
and
does.
That was our recent barn game, which obviously I don't really want to ruin it. Well, you kind of ruin it now, but like go and watch it, please.
I
implore you, anyone. And that reminds me, like, comment, subscribe, check out our Discord. Let us know as a community that you do what we're doing. Check out the Battle Barn, please. Check out Eddie40K and Count Rescular Minis on Insta. It's always lovely to see you on Insta. But my point is, go and log on to the Battle Barn. It was the recent Dark Angels versus Gene Steel the Cult game that we played.
What a game that was.
And I have to say, Ed, on a personal note, that was my favourite game of 40K that I've ever played.
It was so swingy. No, you didn't. You did very well.
I was well behaved.
I was impressed.
I had well-timed profanities. Jesus, man, that game was unreal.
It was very intense.
And we had a lot of people that was mega, mega complimentary about it afterwards where they were like, that we had our ass puckered for like that entire game.
You did. We had so many ups and downs in that. I think someone said that they've experienced every human emotion possible in that game.
Yes. Well, I was shocked at like how easy that could have been for me on a personal note to be tilted as because
you did so well
not go
not
well
tilting
for me.
Early
things
on.
Did not go well
but the
for me
recovery
early on was
wow.
epic. It was epic.
Yeah, it was.
But yes, go and check it out. It was ridiculous. We were both on top form that game. Like, it was nuts.
We were. Also, thank you to our supporters, our Patreons, etc. For those of you that do support the channel, it helps us cover our costs. You may have noticed that we've dropped the intro sort of segment at the beginning. It's just to save time because I've got so much stuff to paint at the minute. So we're dropping that, and we're probably going to have to change the music as well at some point. We're getting there with it, slowly but surely.
It's fine. When it goes further along, we just pay an editor. It's fine.
Yeah, 254 subscribers.
Oh, well, we'll get there. It's good.
We've
got to touch base with people. It's all good.
We do. We love doing it anyway, so it's all good.
It gives me an excuse to hang out with my mate as well, my best
exactly,
mate.
Likewise.
But yes, dude, games can be so close, but doing it on the barn, I mean, we both made mistakes in that game, arguably.
We did.
Right? I think, in our defense, the fact that we played half as well as we did under a performing context, which for anyone who knows, playing it on stream is a very different energy. But also, it was hotter than Mordor in that fucking room.
It was, with lights on
and no aircon. So the fact that we were doing that, honestly, dude, I felt like death afterwards. Like I was dying. Like I was so like
it was hot,
mashed afterwards.
Yeah, proper
dude,
clag.
Nuts.
Yeah,
clag, clagger.
Yeah,
and
Stick
also
clag.
That we had Felix. And also, especially for me, and also that Felix was around for the ride as well, bless him.
He was good. We needed him in the end because the stream programming shit the bed a little bit, so he helped us through.
Well,
but
your
firewall it's
got a little bit sensitive, didn't
it? No, I don't fancy streaming tonight.
No, get away.
Fuck you. Yeah.
But please check it out. Like, let us know what you think. And honestly, the next game, I think, is going to be another one where we're just...
Hopefully.
Oh my god, dude.
I can't wait.
No, I have a funny feeling.
Oh my god.
I have a funny feeling It's going to be a game of pure lethality. Like, it's going to be a good old chaos.
I think it's going to be a real uphill struggle for me, I feel. Death Guard are in a good place. I know you're not running the most meta detachment, but
I'm not at all, by the way. I think that just on the raw data sheet alone, I think I have the advantage.
Yeah.
But my list is not at all a normal list. And it's going to be the same. It's going to be good for me because it's going to be a tester game for the Maelstrom event at the
weekend.
Are
you running Morty? Aren't you?
No.
You're not running Morty. Oh, interesting.
No.
Exciting.
No Morty at all. Can't afford it.
Just tons of termies.
Can't afford him with all my Lord of Contagions running around, getting back up again. Thank you very much.
Oh, God, I forgot about that. Jeez.
Do you like him, do you? Do you like a lot of Lord of Contagions?
You got three of the fuckers.
Two.
Oh, thank God for that. Oof.
Yeah, well.
Savage. Savage.
And I got two of those. Typhus.
Yep.
And a Lord of Virulence.
Yeah.
And there's a very important reason for him.
And I'll tell you what, I'm in trouble. Oh, wow.
And a Demon Prince.
Yeah. Nice.
The whole horde of...
I can't wait. It's going to be great.
Log on.
Hopefully it'll be a bit cooler as well.
Oh, it'll be on a Tuesday
as well. It's the 15th on a Tuesday. Tuesday the 15th. Basically just under a couple of weeks now.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then, yes, go and check out the In the Maelstrom, which is hosted by Michael Kaur and the Didcot Games Club.
Yeah.
I am going to that, and I'll see some of you beautiful people at that. And I'll be running that
away,
unfortunately. I'll be playing on stream. So, yeah, you fucking slacker. Right. So, first proper topic in inverted commas, because this came up in conversation and it's triggered me a lot in regards to, quote-unquote, people saying that I'm a meta chaser and all of this nonsense, right? Faction loyalty. Why do players have it? Why is it such a huge part of the game? Obviously, some people don't have it. But, it's weird, right? Like, you kind of... When you go to events and stuff, your first kind of thing that people ask, they're like, what are you running? Mm. What are you running? And you go, you got to go, your faction? Do you know what I mean? You got to go, that faction? And I kind of associate people with factions, weirdly.
Yeah.
That I kind of go, oh, that's... Warboss John's berserkers or orcs or it just kind of happened, now Apollo's emperor's children now, right? It's it's kind of like part of it. How do you feel about this right off the bat? Like, do you think there is such a thing as faction loyalty in the game?
I think there's a sort of two-pronged reason for why people have it. I think first off is you have this sort of like early investment in a faction because you love it from the lore perspective, or you liked a particular set of models or model or whatever it is. So you sort of get into it. But I think the main reason is sunk cost fallacy.
Sure.
So people buy an army and collect it for so many years that it's almost to the point where it's like, I can't fucking buy another army at this point because, like, you and me sitting on 10,000 points probably of, like, for you Dark Angels and for me Necrons, at some point you're just going to be like, I might as well just keep going. And, like, it's such a back-breaking thing to look at starting a new army and you're like, oh, my God, I'd love to, but, like, I just...
Even if your play style kind of evolves, right, over time, I've noticed that... I kind of joke that I play my Dark Angels like Chaos Space Marines. Like, oh, they are.
You do.
Where in as much as, like, I am so aggressive. Like, I'm such a naturally aggressive player to the point of self-destruction. And that isn't necessarily the best way to play Dark Angels. That's
no, not always.
I can't help myself. But then when I play Chaos Space Marines and stuff, it's like,
having
this makes sense.
Time of your life, weren't
you? It just clicks. So it goes, oh, yeah, this is how I should play this faction, right?
Yeah.
So, like, even if you don't have that sort of headspace, like, you kind of... And you're right. I think it is that investment thing where you just go, right, I'm keeping on top of this faction all the time throughout.
Especially
how
if it's
many
Marines,
editions.
Right? You know, Marines is one of those ones where you have so much shit to collect and so many models, and it just gets absolutely ridiculous, like, over time. So I think a lot of people will get into, like, Marines. They'll have been painting something like Salamanders, And they just look at it and they're like, do you know, I'd love to play something else, but I'm just going to keep painting them as salamanders. And that's, it's easier now, luckily, because they've kind of made like the detachments like Legion agnostic. So you don't really need to worry about what you're playing.
So I think it's a really good idea, by the way.
It is. Although I'm a bit confused as to the roadmap showing salamanders. So we'll find out what's going to happen there, whether or not they're trying to go back to it, or whether or not it's just a sort of themed attachment, we'll find out. But like, it is easier than ever now to do that. But obviously, I think when you have a massive collection of an army, it's very hard to sort of start steering away from that. And I think that I'm finding that difficult even now, like being luckily lent a load of models by people like Sam and Paul, etc. Like,
and like now Luke coming up as well. Necron hook is still in you, right? That Necron hook is still deep in there.
I'm still painting shit. Like last week, I painted a bloody monolith finally, which was great. You know, I loved it. I've been wanting to do it for forever, and I was like, finally, pull my finger out and just get the damn thing done. But like, you know, there's always something else of your main faction to paint, right? And you kind of have to make that decision of, do I drop 300 quid, 500 quid, 800 quid if you're paying AdMech on a new army, and then start and get that, like, you know, ball rolling? Or do I just keep chugging with my faction that I've been playing forever? And it's a hard one, I think, to sort of bridge away from.
Personally, I think it's something that you can never let go of, that main army, right? Like, and, you know, I'm currently going through my... Well, yeah, I don't think I'm ever going to do that. You get too emotionally attached, right?
No,
and
fuck
like,
that.
Like, and I think that, you know, I feel like I'll be in a nice place in a year or two where I've got like all of my main sort of factions painted and done, and I'm like, okay, now all I've got to do is just keep on top of this, right?
Yeah,
in terms
exactly.
of keeping that together. But like, I must confess, I think sometimes it is really important to breach out of that, because I've had the most fun that I've ever had doing my year of chaos this year. Where at the beginning of the year, for anyone that's like, Death Guard, Meta Chaser, I literally posted on my Instagram on like January the 1st, like a symbol of like half a Word Bearer symbol and half a Death Guard symbol. Because like I was intending to do both this year as like a sort of strength. Yeah. And it's crazy that in July I would have had both kind of done, you know, like both like in full swing, which I'm kind of ahead of schedule for in a way.
Yeah.
But like, which is good, because then I can fucking do Beastmen. But like, I'm having a lot of fun doing this.
Yeah.
To the point where it's scaring me, where I'm like, actually, I'm having more fun arguably playing these than my Dark Angels right now. To the point where I'm, first time it's ever happened, I'm doing second time, because I did the team event. I'm doing a non-Dark Angels event where I'm playing Death Guard at an event.
It's going to be awesome. I hope you enjoy it and gel with the faction, you know? So we'll see how you get on. But
unless they have an update between then and now, I'm sure I get like some snide comments that are like, that sounds a bit strong.
You are a bit of a chaser.
I'm like, well, I had to put up with fucking Gene Stealer Winter last year, so fuck off. Like Gene Stealer Cult Winter. It was like that December tournament where I got rinsed by a Gene Stealer Cult player who ended up winning the entire thing. And I was just like, well, this isn't fun. So I get to actually be Billy Big Bollocks and throw my Death Shroud around like they're fucking nuclear bombs. That's going to be fucking well good.
It's going to be awesome. Good. But yeah, let us know, guys. Are you faction loyal? Like, do you jump around armies, or do you just stick with your one? And why? What, you know, that's what we want to know. It's interesting to hear your opinions as well. Let's leave us a comment.
The greatest Primarch said, loyalty is its own reward. But let us know. Mm. Let us know your thoughts.
Greatest Primarch.
Yeah.
Middest Primarch.
I was expecting more, if I'm honest. Like, that was quite a weak source response. But you carry on. It's all good. So, most grim... We got a Patreon question here. Thank you, our glorious Patreons. The most grimdark models ever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The days of yore with the old Trench Crusade. By the way, there's that really funny Instagram video. I can't remember what it is. It's like GW being like, oh, we got the new Amazon TV show and stuff like that. And there's another dude behind a laptop, and he's like, you know, it's sort of, what are you looking at? What are you looking at? And the guy's like, looking at Trench Crusade. And he's like, oh, the Crusades. And then the guy's like, we're grimdark. Like, don't go anywhere. Like, all the things I've done for you and money. And you, and money. Do you know what I mean? And
mostly
it's just like
money.
Really funny. And
exactly.
Yeah, mostly money. But like, you know, obviously we live in a world now of grimdark turned up to 11 of like Trench Crusade-y gnarliness, right? But 40K is still very much associated with the grim dark thematic concept. And like what our most grim darky models that we can think about. But please let us know. Let us know your thoughts in case we missed.
Yeah, please do. And Games Workshop model designers, if you are listening, up your game, because you've your pussies with your lack of grim dark stuff at least recently.
I will counter that point. I actually am cool with it because we have Trench Crusade now.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like, you know, we don't want to lose the cool stuff. Everything's. I feel like 40K is almost going a little bit toonish, is maybe the word.
Yeah, it's a fair
toonification of 40K.
There's beautiful grim, sculpts, dark though.
Stuff. Oh, don't get me wrong. The sculpts are beautiful. Like, I can't complain about the sculpts. They're gorgeous, but they are very, you know, specifically designed to not be too terrifying or gory, you know.
Well, it's like Farsight is a good example, right, where he's on that like base with like the cherry blossoms and shit, and that is anti-grimdark, but it's still a lovely model, right?
Oh, it's looking like amazing. Yeah,
but you know, I don't know, we'll talk about some of our favorite, what we still consider to be quite grim dark fights.
There are loads miniatures. There are loads.
Shall I start with the
you start yeah you lead the way mate.
which is in my in all fairness a very modern one.
Yep.
And one of my favorite characters in the whole of like 40K history, and it is of course Asmodai, as we've already discussed on the channel. Grim dark to the max.
And he's awesome.
Definitely counting the smoke in this.
Yeah.
Right? It has to be with the smoke.
And the mask. Where, and the threatening pose. Right. He just looks so, like, imposing.
Well, he's also got a fallen skull that's being, like, punctured by that sword, right? He's got the ultimate, like, fuck you grimdark sculpt, where he's just like in that place and he's just like, bring it on. But it's all that oozy smokeness, the moodiness of it, right? Like, it radiates that grim darkification of like yesteryear. And like, and he's so moody looking.
I wish he was better on the tabletop, much like the Terminator captain, because those two really should be on there, and they're not currently, which is rubbish.
Yeah, no, it's not good, man. It sucks that they're so bad, but then we also get something. Azrael's amazing, so well.
Yeah, Azrael's cool.
But yeah, I mean, Asmodai is my first choice.
Like, nice, good choice.
Yeah, very grimdark.
I'm going to go a slightly different direction. My first choice is a model for the Adeptus Sororitas, which is Penitent Engines. Those things are dark as fuck.
Yeah, man.
I think that they're just so, like, the concept behind what they are is just so grim. You know, they're basically, you know, ecclesiastical. I can't say that word. Ecclesiastical.
I've never said that out loud. Ecclesiastical
prisoners. Okay, there we go. That have been like literally strapped into machines where they are you know, pretty much in their pants, and they're all like hosed in and sort of screwed into these machines. So they're all exposed, and they basically pump full of drugs and just sent in, and they just get all of the gunshots that are going off hitting them and stuff, and they're pumped full of all this anti-pain medication and like just keeps them alive through sheer adrenaline. It must be a horrific experience for them.
Well, I don't even think they've got anti-pain medication. It's just purely because the machine is fueled by their suffering. Like, the more that they suffer, the more powerful the machine becomes, right? So actually, if they feel pain, it's not a problem. Weirdly, though, I think if it was a true grim, dark thing, they'd be naked, right? I don't think they'd have any clothes on at all.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they're pretty much as naked as Games Workshop will allow, you know.
That's a great choice, man. And you get to see them, like, they're suffering on their face.
Yeah,
like, the sort of, like, the way that they're strapped in and, like, you know, all, like, injected in the back of them and
stuff.
Like
crucified on the front of this thing. It's horrible. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very much that actually, isn't it? Because they're kind of like, it's very crucifixion-y vibes.
Yeah,
it does have that like
it's
resonant
dark
energy.
So I love those. Dark. I think they're wicked.
Grimdark, one would say.
Some might say.
On a similar kind of thing, I've got the old Dark Commune from CSM, which for me looks so grim darky, where
they
you've got some really
wicked
gnarly shit going on with that model, including like a standard bearer that's like a psyker, that's like his half of his body is like on a stick, essentially.
His head's
right
all like lifted off, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just grim.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It's absolutely rank that is.
It's all very like self-persecuted and like really like horrendous and kind of like hoodie culty looking.
Yeah, they like, look like, you know, yeah, like the Witch King of Angmar vibes I get from the yeah. dudes with the swords. They really look like ringwraiths almost.
But again, they just have that like vibe of like, we're dark, we're evil. Yeah.
They do.
Don't mess with us. We do some cool. like awful shit. Like we do mm-hmm. some like mega awful stuff.
And we'll do it to you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Come here, you. Do you know, like come and part of our dark experiments. And just yeah, just really cool looking. Like and have that intimidation factor. Mm. Do people put them with those accursed cultists as
yes.
well? Do they just hang out with them? Yeah,
that's traditionally known as ACDC, Accursed Cultists, and then Dark Commune. And those, they've been nerfed a few times. Yeah, they've been nerfed a few times because they were bonkers before, but now they're not quite as good. They're still decent, though, I think, in certain
countries. People still run them in armies, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They do. They're just not as nuts as they were. So, pretty good.
Yeah, very cool. That's my second choice.
My second choice is a recent model, Lucius the Eternal. He wigs a lot of people out, that model. Like,
he's scary.
Because they have gone really,
a fucking nipple
like.
Whip.
Yeah, yeah, they've gone really gross with him. And, like, his tongue is all, like, you know, like down his shoulder. Yes. And he's just gross.
Oh, it's a tongue whip, actually, isn't it? It's not a nipple whip, it's a tongue
whip.
Well,
he's got a whip, like, and then his tongue's just hanging out, like, down his armor. And he's just all scarred up, and he just looks rank, to be honest with you.
He does look rank.
He does look really rank. Like, you just look at him, and you're like, oh, fuck. What a sinister-looking dude. Like,
considering
yeah,
he's
a
like
great
a
model
nuclear
for...
bomb of a unit as well, that you just, like, yes. chuck him out, fights first. Do you know what I mean? You're kind of like, oh, no, I don't want to go anywhere near that mm-hmm. weirdo. Like, he's just like...
No thanks.
He looks really
he's
weird.
He's in the terrain, really like, weird. Ready to heroic. Like, and you're just like, I think I'll leave him.
He does personify his patron very well, right? And the
does,
same
yeah.
to all of, like, what I would consider the, like... champions of the big four, right? So not like the Primarchs, but like you got like Ahriman, Khan, Typhus, and Lucius that for me like represent that faction, and all of which kind of personify their gods of choice, right?
He's
but, like
one of the most grim dark models we've done recently as well. Like,
he's such
you know,
a creepy fuck.
He is creepy. He's real creepy. I love him. So that's my second choice.
Oh, nice. He's got a good pose as well. And some iron hands on the base that I didn't realise until we noticed Apollo's, right?
Yeah,
that's
beautiful,
the
that
sort
is.
Of, like, iron hand. It's so nice. Like,
so
kudos,
good.
Apollo. Like, nice one.
Yeah,
mate.
Well done, mate.
Friend
well
of the channel.
Yep.
Okay, similar kind of thing of my patron god, Death Shroud Terminators is mine. Yeah. Like, big old scythes, man. What are they for?
Reaping
bodies.
Yeah, exactly.
Reaping. Like,
reap
reaping
whirlwind,
bodies.
Baby.
Can you just imagine, like, that going into a unit of guardsmen?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
No,
you got, like, a unit
horrific.
Of humans. You got, like,
this miasma of, like, of flies and stuff, and then out of it just walks these plodding terminators, and they just start just mowing people down
and
left and right. Yeah.
And, like,
oh,
from
it's
their
terrifying.
Gauntlets, like, putrid, burning... Ugh. Pus coming out of their gauntlets as well, right? It's just going to be like humans just screaming. Like, just screaming.
Awful.
You either get melted or scythed in twain.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, that's just... A scythe
it's
is
horrific.
Such a cool weapon.
It
such
is.
A cool weapon. Because, like, the only... Like, the adaption of, like, a peasantry concept to, like, oh, yeah, there's bodies now. It's just like the most gnarly fucking thing.
You're
isn't
slush.
It, really?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like... like wheat. And just their
good
intimidation
choice.
Factor. Thank you.
Yeah.
And their intimidation factor, the fact that they just look like
I love
you're
all the
never
like little vents and stuff they have as well. Little flies coming out. They're just great.
Yeah, constantly putrid messes. But also because I'm a moody boy and of course Dark Angel logic, like the hoods. Right, the fact you don't know what they are, you know who they are. Like, their identity has always been a secret, right? Because that's
wicked.
How they operate. And just an occasional tentacle that comes out of their body and like wraps around that scythe as well.
Yeah.
Just so cool. And of course, one of the best cataphracty marks of Terminator, cataphracty Terminator mark is arguably the best mark of Terminator armor. We both love a bit of cataphracty action. So you still get that nod to like actually them being an old school Terminator mark. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
love it. Love them so much. They're such a cool range of models. And they just need more posability, please. But whatever, you can't.
Yeah.
Have anything else, but...
So my last pick, it's a sort of type of unit in general, but like if I had to specify one of them, it's so servitors. And I think Cataphron breaches, for example, like the whole idea of this just like rolling, they're on treads, they're like lobotomized, you know, either prisoners or like grown clones, etc., that are just like rolling forwards, just exterminating everything and just like mincing stuff mindlessly. It's like dark.
It's very Terminator. You can just imagine human skulls underneath those tracks. It's like dun 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 dun, like
crunch.
In the background.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just, and personifies the Mechanicum, right? Which is like flesh is weak. You know, like let's make this thing
it's
as
horrific,
near
though.
To of a it's walking like, tank.
I love how like obviously after the you know the Men of Iron they had the whole ban on AI. So like the Mars was just like fuck it, we'll just stick people in there then, just use them.
Which makes it arguably 1,000 times more grim-dark.
It's disgraceful, and like they're in, some of them are like sort of semi-aware and in horrific pain / anguish / can you imagine? Oh god, fuck that. That'd be like being stuck in just a shell and just having to experience that for, you know, however many years.
At least with a Dreadnought, there's some sort of nobility there, right? A Dreadnought is kind of noble. Unless you're a Chaos Dreadnought, arguably, right? But like an Imperial Dread, like it's a great honor. Like you're oiled up. Do you know what I mean? But also like, you know, you can be socially, consulted and stuff, right? And then when you're not in combat, you're like allowed to sleep. At least you're allowed rest. Do you know what I mean? These fuckers, you know that they're like constantly working all the time. Yeah, fuck it, it's fine. Just put another body in there, it's fine.
It's like, horrifying. You know, I think they're arguably the darkest thing in 40K, but like, you know, change my mind.
On reflection, I think you're on a kind of good idea.
I'm sure there are a few other things that are pretty dark, but like they're a contender at the very least.
Contender. I think they represent darkness. They might not look it, but on the surface, but
it's almost like that abandonment of humanity and like that just sort of disregard for the soul. It's just horrific. What's your last pick?
My last one is one that you'll know very well, although I think you wanted to kill the actual modelling process of these, which is, of course, flayed ones.
Yeah.
Which, again, you look at them on face value and they're like, oh, they're just Necrons with some rags on or whatever. And then you realise that, oh, no, that's human skin. And like they're just wearing like human skin draped over them and stuff. And you're like, oh, God. And they're like spindly. And they're almost like hiding underneath it as well. Like hiding underneath
just
the
gross.
Skin, aren't they? And they're kind of like, yeah. They're kind of just like, don't look at me. Yeah, I am human, actually. Do you know what I mean? And their long nail claws are just fucking weird.
No one's more terrified of flayed ones
freaky.
Than the Necrons themselves, which is hilarious, to be honest with you. Because obviously, they can get into their heads and start, like, fucking with their Dysferax stuff. So they start to, like, infect them with that, like, that necessity to go back to the flesh ways. Oh, it's horrific.
The flesh ways. Fleshy ways.
It's almost like what it gets into their head and then it starts to like build and like sort of infect them in some way. And then over time, they start to desire this need for consuming flesh.
Horrible.
If you like flayed ones,
so
go and read the Twice Dead King novels because those things, they have got some graphic descriptions of some of the flayed ones and shit in there. And they are vile. Like, I'm not going to spoil it because they're such good books. So go and read those or listen to them on Audible.
Horrific.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good
choice. Love that. Thank you. Thank you very much. Mm. Again, please let us know yours. There's bound to be loads that we want to read in the comments and then go like, oh yeah, fucking hell. Like that's an obvious one that we've obviously missed. So this is a hobby-based question.
Yep.
Times we've leveled up our painting. And what projects / models they were, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Nice. I'll go first with this one.
Yep.
I would say for me, it was Dark Angel's Cream.
Oh,
AKA
fuck. You made a Rob here.
Working. Oh, God. I love Terminators. I can't get enough of Terminators. Dark Angel's Cream, the Deathwing Cream.
Yeah,
and doing that over a long period of time, and how to approach that, and how to make that work for me, right, was just going, God damn, like, how do I make this so that I don't actually want to die? And I've got so many of them.
And you were like, I know what I could do. Why don't I make it a half scheme or, like, put a checker pattern or, like, you're a maniac. You brought that on yourself.
I did. Or like, the Deathwing Knights, which are patches.
Yeah, you're a lunatic. I don't know why you would ever do something like that. I bet you got through the first one and you were like, I shouldn't have done this. I should not have done that.
I can't believe he's done this. But you know, approaching that kind of thing is so hard. And like, we've discussed it on the channel before. Light colours are brutal. Creams, whites, yellows, bright pinks.
Horrific.
Do you know what I mean? Like, bleh. Like, horrible, bleh. Horrendous. And just what bleh. And like, working out a way of making that not so that I don't want to stop halfway through and go like, I don't want to do this. Ironically,
it's almost like you get most of your models for 80% and then stop for that very reason.
It's fine, because it just means that in the future I just nail them all out and they'll look fantastic.
It's like that 80% of a Death Guard army you had.
Well, no, not anymore, though.
No, it's almost finished.
Done.
Yeah.
Done.
Good lad, good lad.
Good lad. You go.
Very proud of you. I would say it was actually weirdly halfway through doing my Necrons because I did like a load of painting for an event when I first did the scheme, and I've mentioned this before on the channel, but I ended up basically having a nightmare because I overcomplicated the scheme, and I think that when I went back to do them again and to add more to them, I had to like go back to my roots and kind of break the scheme down, break the colors down, and figure out a new way of doing it that was going to be much quicker going forwards, because I had, as you've seen, like 10,000 points of them to paint over the last three or four years. So that was like a big one for me. Was actually, it's not so much that I leveled up my ability to paint. It was that I leveled up my sort of process of figuring out how to paint. And I think that that's quite important, as we touched on before, is trying to figure out a scheme that is not only cool looking, but actually doesn't break your back. You know, it's like with you and your quarters and all that shit. Like, only do that if you're doing like a character, there's one of them, or you really are committed to it for like a squad or something, that's fine, but you're going to have a hard time doing that across an army. It's like people who do checker pattern on bloody orcs, like, you know, 100 orc boys with checker shoulder pads. Kill me now. Like,
I mean, that's worse, arguably, because that's a whole army.
It is a lot
too.
Worse, yeah.
At least with Dark Angels and stuff, what I was talking about, like, at least they're your elite, right? So you're not going to be doing but too the, many.
But I took that forward. Dies. Right, I took that forwards into my GSC and arguably made that army a lot easier to paint. It's still hard to paint because there's a lot of them, but like, it makes it so much simpler when you've got like a planned out scheme that cuts as many corners as humanly possible so that you don't need to keep backing and forthing with different paints and, you know, bits and bobs. And also, like, I unify glow effects now across the models a lot. So like, all of the glows on my weapons on the GSC are the same glows as the eyes and the claws, and for my Alpha Legion, all the glows on their weapons are the same glows as like eyes and eyes on their armor and eyes on their face and lenses and, you know, etc., etc. And I think that really saves time, and it also just looks good, because then you're not like looking at a really busy model. It's nice and clean cut, you know. So that's why when I probably leveled up the most.
Nice. My next one for this is Chaos Space Marine trim.
Yeah, you're an idiot. You should have done it reverse.
And hazard stripes.
Ugh.
I must confess, right? I think for me, the problem with doing the reverse trim concept that you do is that that's fine if you want a metallic based base coat on the armor underneath.
What do you mean?
Right?
As in, like, you want,
so
you want
you
it
want
gunmetal?
So if you want a flat colour, if you want, like, a flattish kind of colour, where, like, don't get me wrong, it looks cool, but, like, for me, the highlights are quite minimal. But when I did my Word Bearers, I wanted the red to pop more and for the trim to be, like, a counterbalance to that, right?
Right.
So, obviously, what I did was do, like, a dry brushy style highlight scheme for, like, the main part component, which meant that I didn't have to retrospectively go back and highlight it.
Sure.
And then do the trim around it.
Yeah.
And I just prefer that. It also raged me because I did try your scheme and my Dark Apostle, and I always found that like if I did accidentally go over and hit a trim that I'd already done, that even with a bit of recovery or whatever, like you still get a little bit of bleed of colour.
Nah.
I always know it's there. I just always know it's kind of there.
So when I do it, the way I do it is I go over with the blue or red or whatever the pad colour is, you know, the armour colour is. And then once I've done all of that, I go straight back over the models. And all I do is I take the like a bolt gun metal style colour, whatever like is a sort of mediary, intermediary one. And I just lightly touch out those bits and you won't ever notice them. Honestly,
but then
I can't see any of the
painting trim again.
No, but you're not. You're like because the tidier you are in the inking process, the less work there is to do. So, like, if you don't make any mistakes, you don't have to tidy up. Like, most of my models will have like five bits that I've nicked or caught or
I'll just touch those in
and I'm done. It's easy.
I totally get that. I think though, for me, it is kind of like, this sounds really sadomasochistic, but it's kind of like a dark rite of passage for your damnation.
Don't get me wrong, like inking armor panels in is tricky work sometimes. Like it's just a different type of difficulty for me.
Yeah. It's a different kind of difficulty for me. And like it also depends on your coverage, right? Where like I've been switching over to like War Paints Fanatic and their like coverage is fucking nuts. So like my Emperor's Gold, all jokes aside, I do one pass.
Yeah.
I do one pass of that shit over my trim and it's done.
Yeah.
And it looks fucking awesome, right? And also when I then ink that trim, it needs that dark recess in it, and it just looks so like so strong in regards to like how it looks. That I don't know, I just the result that I get for me on a subjective level is more to my taste.
Sure.
But
that's
also
fair.
Like I said,
I feel like
it's also a rite of passage thing for a Chaos Space Marine player where like you need to do it because it's like it's part of the madness. Do you know what I mean? And then you're like quite proud of what you've achieved afterwards. Mm-hmm. Where you're like, yeah, I did it, and it looks fit. It looks so nice, and you're just like, oh, that was that. I did that, and my blood, sweat, and tears. And it's like I bled for you, gods. Do you know what I mean? Like there's part of it there where you kind of I don't know. And the other one is of course Hazard Stripes.
Yes.
Similar kind of thing.
Madness.
Where, like, I used to avoid Hazard Stripes like this plague, where now I do them on all of my chainswords. All chainswords that I have are all Hazard Stripes. From the lowliest scout to, like, the highest captain, they all have Hazard Stripes on because I'm a 90s boy and I'm just all about that life. And to begin with, I was like, this is impossible. Like, this is just impossible.
And then you just figure out a method. Yeah.
Yeah. And you get really good at like freehanding stripes and stuff, and it's just you level that shit up, and you're like, actually, that looks dope.
Practice makes perfect, mate.
It wasn't as bad as I thought it was. Always, always, always. Any closing thoughts on this subject?
No, I mean, I think, you know, there's a lot of people that will end up going down different routes with their painting. It might be that you suddenly discover airbrushing and you find that really ups your game.
True.
Like I know I've had that with a couple of my mates, like Males, who's been on the channel on the Battle Barn a couple of times. He's done so well with his airbrushing. Like he's done loads of good stuff with his knights and he's done Morty, and like it speeds things up for a lot
action.
Of people. Yeah, he's a good lad. So
I love him.
Yeah. That's like you know, just find your way through things basically.
One closing one, which I think you could also relate to, because you're very good at this, and it's creating a very nice centerpiece model, and sitting back and going, right, I'm going to put 30 hours, 40 hours, 50 hours into the centerpiece model, right? Because I think me and you are quite good at centerpiece models, actually. Where like some centerpiece examples that I'm really proud of in the past are like the lion, my demon prince that will be on the battle bar soon. I'll Baloo's the Blighted, right?
Yeah.
He does have a nameplate as well.
Of course he does.
And you, I associate some of your Necron centerpieces as well. Like your Silent King is a really good example. Your Void Dragon, again, another
cool.
good example, right? And both of those models in your Necron armies are a joy to behold. But
yeah,
you put a lot
cool.
of effort into both of them, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's knowing that, like, right, okay, fuck. This is going to be where the focal point of my attention is going to be looked at on the battlefield. And also, they're cool as fuck models. Let's make them look great. And
it can
go
be quite
right,
daunting
okay,
sometimes.
Slow down.
Yeah.
Oh, so daunting. So daunting.
Yeah.
Especially if any of them are sub-assemblies, which most of them are.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, you can't fuck up Bellicor, right? Don't try. Take your time. Like,
better to take your time and do it right than rush it and then be disappointed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons why I don't think I'm necessarily running Morty so quickly. But then my list doesn't really suit him. But yeah, I will spend when I do sit down with him, I'm taking my sweet time.
Mm-hmm.
Big old moth boy, right?
Yeah.
Like he's gonna be fat and floating around.
Yeah. Love it. Nice.
Oh, it's gonna be great. It's gonna be great.
Yeah.
So there we go. So let us know what things have you. Oh, very quickly, wet stickers.
Yeah, wet stickers transfers. Are great, yeah. Love
you
a wet sticker.
Put off transfers forever. You kind of go, transfers are lame, I never want to work with transfers. Because you've had a bad experience when you were younger, or like that you've fucked one up and you've gone like, I'm never doing this again. Kind of vibe, right? But actually, when you just shut up and you get them nailed, you're like, actually, transfers are
Microset,
great.
Microsol, get yourself a little... Microsol, yeah.
That was a game breaker, wasn't it? Working
get yourself
that
a little you know those little dip painting trays? Get yourself one of those, put a bit of water in, use that.
Tweezers.
Goes on really easily. Yeah, I actually use a brush, but like, you know, you can tweezer it as well.
Well, yeah, I use a brush to apply as well, but I hold it with tweezers.
Yeah.
But like, set yourself up for success with transfers. Mm-hmm. Like, you can fuck transfers up by being a cheapskate and just going straight in dry with like no preparation. No, never go dry. Always Microsol and set it. But like, but if you have all of your appropriate tools, God, it makes that job so easy.
Yeah, and then you can go over it with some varnish. Like when you varnish the model, if you varnish the model, it'll blend it in a bit better. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Good.
Nice.
Good shout.
Sorry, I just wanted to add that in there.
No, it's a good one.
This is going to be a fun one.
Yep.
Black Library novels that we'd love to see made. Yeah. What are our pitches for concepts for Black Library novels? Do you have any on this?
I do, yeah. So I would love to actually go back in time and see the Necron War against the Catan when they rebelled against them and sort of took them out. Because the Catan, when they were at their most powerful, were fucking terrifying space gods, basically. Like, if a shard of a Catan can absolutely obliterate entire armies and, like, takes a huge amount of force to take down, and there's, like, thousands of these shards, or at least hundreds of these shards, like, what the hell was the originals must have been like before they got taken out? What kind of power and technology did they need to do that? So I would love to see that war against the Catan. I think that would just be really epic. So please do that at some point, Games Workshop, because that would be wicked.
And also you rub shoulders with some really great characters from Necron's lore, right?
Where
you'd have like your classic suite of Necron. It would be like an Avengers level bring together all the Necron heads.
That'd be so cool.
Right?
Damn, I wish I could see that shit.
Before everyone got a bit fragmented and nuts and a bit like,
Get
off my lawn style,
before
right?
They all went to
brought
bed.
Them all together as like heads, heads of their relevant fields, like masters of their fields to be like consulting with the Silent King like, what do we do? Like, how do we do this? Do you know what I mean? Like, we need to figure this shit out. Ooh,
so that's first choice.
Great one. I'm going to go with a weird one. I'm going to go with a really strange one, right? And I talk to people that love Tyranids all the time. And one of the things that like Tyranid players do, like, because Tyranids have a weird loyalty, as previously discussed with loyalty, where like if you're into your Tyranids, fucking hell, like, Joey, like, Tyranid players are nuts. They just love a bit of Tyranid action, right?
Yeah,
like a cult.
Almost.
But like the one complaint that all Tyranid players have is, ironically, not about their old models that need severely updating, or not about the fact that they have to collect a horde army, but their lore in terms of like what novels they have is so limited.
It's also like, super focused on the opposition to the Tyranids, right? It's never about the Nids, really.
Yeah, yeah. So if you were a Tyranid player, you'd open that book and be like, oh, we're the bad guys again. And you are the bad guys, don't get me wrong, but so are Chaos. But you get this weird look about what it's like to be internally chaotic in that regard.
Yeah.
Right? But like Tyranids, you never get that insight. But I genuinely think there is scope for like making a POV-style Tyranid book. And I guess it would break down that aura of mystery, right? But like, I think it would be amazing to go from the perspective of like... and I guess it's just so incomparable to like human...
Yeah, I mean, that's the issue. That might be why we don't have a book, is because, you know, if you think about it, they're so incomprehensibly alien that
you
can't really
cult,
translate.
Right?
Yeah, no, that's fine. But we've got Day of Ascension as a book, and but I think if you were to look at like pure Tyranids, it'd be really hard to sort of like verbalize what they were doing. You could obviously talk about
unless you did it,
and show
from a third party perspective.
Yeah,
unless you did it from like a third party perspective.
Sure.
But like, but yeah, but for me it feels a bit AVP, as in like Alien versus Predator video game.
Exactly
wise,
what you mean.
Where like you play as the alien and you like hunt. Imagine like, you know, like coming from the POV of a gene stealer of like hunting your prey and just like,
it'd be wicked.
And like
it's a really cool idea.
And, oh,
in the shadows.
And then you also get a little bit of insight as to like how the hive mind works.
We need that.
Do you know what I mean?
Point,
like,
we need to find out what's going on with the hive mind at some point. So that's a cool one.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It just, even if it wouldn't work, or it'd have to be a novella or something, right? Like a short story. Do you
novella?
Know what I mean? Maybe not do an entire, but novella, yeah. Like a little novel.
Novella?
Yeah.
Are you adding letters to that word?
Novalia.
It's not as bad as 40 gay. That was funny. You did actually say it.
I said that.
Couldn't believe
welcome
I to said In the Tank
that.
40 gay. I was like,
gay,
I mean, it's Pride Week, whatever.
Whatever, man. God damn. Obviously, I've got some stuff going on there. But like,
yeah
novalia?
Novella. I think it's novella.
Okay. Does this add that to the dictionary of words that Russ can't say?
Yeah.
Although saying that, I can say chassis better.
Yeah, you can now. Yeah, learn.
He
can be taught.
I can be taught.
Yeah.
So there we go. Any other ideas for you that you'd like?
I'd love to see, what the fuck's going on with Chegorath. However you want to pronounce his name.
Well, I can have a cool, freaky Harlequin story.
Yeah, because I feel like he is obviously Sekarath, yeah, whatever the fuck. There's like three different ways of saying his name, but like the laughing god, basically.
Not meant for human words.
Yes, exactly. Him. I think that he he's a really interesting character in the lore, and he's like one of the only remaining Eldar. I think he's the only remaining Eldari god that's not been fucked up, right?
No, there's there's
is there two?
The old the healing one is Nurgle's plaything, isn't she?
Oh, okay, right, fine. I mean, that sounds like a pretty dire
her,
place to be in.
Nurgle would have taken over the universe, right? Because she secretly secretes the solutions to Nurgle's latest plagues.
The anti-Nurgle cheers. So, yeah, that would be interesting
Kane
to see.
Kane exists in fragments.
Yeah,
so
he's been fragmented.
Exists in his avatars.
But yeah, like he's a really interesting character in the lore, and obviously it's all about like the webway, and I think there's a lot of like exploration around the webway that we'd like to see anyway in terms of lore, because it's quite an interesting concept and sort of thing, you know, that
can
really
cool.
affect the future. Go on.
Not to interrupt you, but you know what would be really cool if you had like a Sekarathi style intro where he kind of breaks the third wall and kind of talks to you as a reader.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
And he's like, look at all of what I can see through my webway. And it like goes to the future where like the throne room is like assaulted by chaos and terrors. And then another one is Jagatai in the webway, like cruising around.
You love that, don't you?
Yeah. And he knows that he's there and he's like, look there. And then there's this. And then there's like another thing. And like, and he's like, welcome, reader. And my crazy world and the webway. Do you know what I mean? That's so cool. And he's like breaking the third wall and like talking to you as a reader and just being like,
that'd be sick.
You know what I mean? Like, it'd be nuts. It'd be nuts.
Yeah, it would be wicked.
And as a new Harlequin player, although you need to
not
sort
very good
your
one.
Shit in regard to playing.
I'm a
playing
bit terrible. It's a bit hard.
It is a bit hard.
I have
it's
had tough
matchups
with both
clans.
Of my matchups, to be honest with you. So, you know, it's not, like, easy. All right, I'd like to see
it
you
doesn't
try.
Help when you, well, it doesn't help when you leave your fucking backfield completely exposed
I've learned
to
some
be
lessons
ruined
about
by
that.
Blood Angels.
I've learned some lessons about that, all right?
Unfortunately, you did, and it was my game, you fucker. Like, you all of a sudden,
I
you
screamed
now,
like,
oh,
fucking
I'm going to
screen crazy
now.
In your game.
I'm
you were like,
screen. God, you're going to...
Lame.
I'll tell you what, mate, you're going to need to screen against my Death Guard. Holy shit.
Oh, I know I
God.
Am. It's going to be Stress
scream.
City, that is. We're going to see what happens. You got any more?
Yes. Some Dark Angel stories.
Yeah?
Because...
Just generally?
Course, I am... I'm so ready to like slam my money on the table when we get a Fall of Caliban book, as previously discussed.
Yeah.
I'd love to see a Rangdan Xena side book, but I don't think
that'll
ever
cool.
happen because I think that's why we don't have one of the two Primarchs. Although, the one thing that I would love, because I'm a weird freak, and after watching the Jugs podcast a few times,
yeah,
they talk about dreams slash fantasies they have when they talk about like lucid dreaming and like the fact that they like dream about fantasy worlds that they put themselves in. And Peachy in particular is hilarious, and he talks about how he's not even like the main character in his own story, where he's like some like guardsman or something, right? Or like a Napoleonic warrior, but he's not Wellington, he's just like some random dude. I whenever I dream about Warhammer, and I always put myself in the 40k universe, I'm always a scout.
Yeah,
and I would that, love a would scout cool. book.
Yeah,
I'd love a scout book. I'd
what's
love a scout
the name
book.
Scout you have in your army? What's he?
Narman.
Narman. Is he still kicking around in the lore second. Or not?
No, he got killed by Gaz. Unfortunately, during Armageddon. So, but I've got Narman the second.
Narman the second.
Narman.
Aren't you dead? Narman.
Narman. but I'd love to be a scout, right? Because enhanced. You're enhanced, but you're like nowhere near. You haven't been Black Carapaced or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So like, you're an uber human, but you're not like mega, mega strong.
No.
And like, you know, and the shit that you could potentially do could be so cool, right? And
be
like,
very cool.
There's a part of you where you're potentially fighting your gene seed, where like, if you were like a Space Wolf Scout or a Blood Angel Scout, there's like in that internal bit of you that's like, get in there. Do you know what I mean? Like, get up in there. And actually, that's not your purpose. Your purpose is intel and like relaying information and like
you're thinking about your
objectives.
If you were playing as your faction, the Space Wolves, right? Because obviously you'd be like,
"Fuck you!" See, it's fun because I get to take out my Carnus Helix in regards to playing Beastmen and be a beast boy. I'm a beastman, not a fucking wolf. I'm a beastie, hairy bastard. And that's who I am. And then my son is apparently a Space Wolf, which hurts me. Every day he wolfs more, every single day.
Amazing.
It hurts my soul.
I love
it. There we go. That's what it is. Very cute.
Yeah.
You're just going to encourage that shit, aren't you, freak?
I am.
But there we go.
I am.
But yes, a Space Wolf novel? A Scout novel. God damn.
Yeah.
Get out of my brain.
Scout novel would be cool.
A Scout novel. That'd be amazing. Wouldn't that be cool?
It would be cool. Yeah.
And they see like a Chaos Dreadnought or whatever, and they're like, should we do it? Should we take it?
Should we take
it? Or should we just hide?
Get the missile launcher out. Bang.
Give it a pun. And then the Dreadnought just turns around and he's like, and they're like, oh, fuck.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Oh, no.
We've done it, boys.
What have we done?
What?
Like, the crack rocket just bounces off it, and they're just like, oh, shit. Just like warms up its plasma cannon, like,
sorry, Brother Bonkatus will be behind. Like, do you remember the Dreadnought from Space Marine 2 where he just lobs the rocket at the Helldrake?
Rams it. I love it when he just like rams the fucking Gatling gun inside the Hellbrute and then just shoots it from within. It's so cool. So cool. But what novels would you like to see, people?
Yeah, let us know.
Peoples.
It's an interesting one.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
Bring it on. And, in the tank, maybe we might have played our game by the time we have our next episode.
Maybe, yeah. Probably. Let's have a look.
I think that's going to be the case.
It depends. If we do it on the 15th or the 17th, we seem to be doing it on Thursdays now for some reason. So, yeah, we probably will have just played it. So that'll be exciting. We can hear about it then. Love it.
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait.
Dude, dropping my yoghurt at the thought
already.
Oh,
gotta get those Alpha Legion painted, and you gotta get those Death Guard painted.
Do you know what? This is ironically gonna be the game that I might probably win, but I'm gonna try and be as. I'm not gonna be as, like, arrogant.
I love
as
it.
I
this is the game I'm probably gonna win. I'm gonna try not to be too arrogant, though. He says.
It's my hubris. That
it
does
is
me
always
in.
Your hubris.
I just
yes.
need to calm down. I just need to calm
do.
Down a
you
little.
Simmer
bit.
Down.
Do you know
Mind
what it is? It's the Minamoto. Do you know what it is? It's the Minamoto Musashi method from the Book of Five Rings. I'm trying to be cultured here, where it's the concept of like the greatest samurai of all time, like the greatest duelist that never lost a duel, and he would always be like asked about how he would always win his duels, and he'd be like, "Because I will always win my duels." He's like, "That's it. That's how
he just knows."
Be. Like, there's no
it's worked
reality
out well for you
in
so
which
far.
I will lose.
Good mindset to have.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
At least, to be fair, you've had close games.
They've all been close. I'll give you that.
Which, to me, they've all been within 5 VP of one another.
Yeah, they have. Yeah, I'm not going to get cocky here. I'm winding you up, but like, they easily could have lost all of those. So
I'm just going to try and chill out and just use my dark, plodding, death by attrition methodology of like, I'm just going to let you get all passionate. I'm just going to trudge. Just going to trudge forward and just be like, absorb.
I'm just going to be like, tricks.
You can have tricks if you like, but it's going to bounce off my Terminators, mate, like it was nothing.
Can't wait.
Right. 7. Doesn't matter if you're rerolling your wounds or you're rerolling your 6s. Guys,
and we'll see you all then. We'll have a lot to talk about by the sounds of it. Can't wait.
And to be fair, Renegade Raiders are quite spicy, so we'll see.
Place your
bets now! It's like Banzai. Yeah. Place your bets now!
Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen.
Who do you reckon is going to win? Please let us know. Who's going to win this time? Robot's going to be like, that's all I want to play.
That's all we hear
from him. Is Robot's John. That's all I want. That's all I want is to face it.
What if he beats you?
Yeah. Jump off a fridge. No. I don't know.
Fucking hell.
Just
sell the Death Guard.
I don't know what I would do. He's running bloody a Garganot and Dreads. He's just running vehicles.
You're in trouble.
No, I'm not. It'd be fine. I'd just play the game. Just fucking play the game.
Okay. We'll see what happens.
Got a lot of mortal wounds. Mate. Yeah. In that army. Stupid. How many mortal wounds?
Yeah, you have. Yeah. Can't wait. All right, guys. Well, we will catch you in 2 weeks' time. Thank you for hanging out. Do leave us a comment down below and let us know what you think about what we've been talking about today, because it's always interesting to hear your feedback.
And check out Ed's beautiful passion project, which is, of course, the Battle Barn. We all love you, Ed. We're rooting for you, mate.
We all want you to do exceptionally well. I was saying that at the beginning of this, we had like 500 subs last episode that we did the In the Tank, and now we're over 800, so we're gaining. You know, we're gaining nearly 1,000.
Gains. Get those gains. Yep.
Get them gains. Whoa. Sweet as nuts. Gains. We'll see you soon, guys. Love you all.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace.